Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every week at this time with some warnings, scam alert, and now we have to be concerned about people stealing our catalytic converters, don't we, Steve?
Exactly, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me today. Yes, the complaints are coming in still nationwide as well as local. I think consumers don't realize, you know, that your car can be subject to being your catalytic converter being stolen. It's really a gold mine for thieves, so it's important for consumers to know that and to know, you know, to be careful where you park. And there's some steps you can take that necessary to protect your car, but it's a little bit expensive. But mostly, taking care, making sure where you park the vehicle in a well lit area, and just a forewarning that consumers, this is really increasing nationally. It's up, you know, from 4,500 to about 18,000. Complaints in the last few months as well. So it's about a 293% increase.
That's
in Illinois, fifth in line.
That's crazy. Why the dramatic increase? Anybody have any idea?
Well, that's the thing, because it's obviously it's a gold mine for the thieves. They can get as much as $800 from a junkyard for these particular parts, and a lot of used cars. People are not buying the new cars because, you know, they're hard to get because of that, you know, chip shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big market for the used cars, and guess what? The scammer finds that out, and the thieves are stealing these rare metals in these catalytic converters.
Wow. Well, watch where you park your car. Try to get a safe place, a well-lit place. The other thing we need to know about is this AT&T message that's actually fake. What's this all about?
The Better Business Bureau is receiving so many calls, and I received this text as well from AT&T and other carriers, Verizon, saying, you know, because of the pandemic, they want to help you out in some way with this amazing deal. And that's all you have to do is click on this text. And by clicking on the text, I mean, there's different variations of this scam, but clicking on this text is a way of them extracting information from you, you know, your personal confidential information, your login information, because they create a fake website. So once you click that link, you get this fake website. It looks like, you know, AT&T or Verizon or one of the others. It's a fake website, and they ask you for your login information and your password, and guess what? They have access then to your account. Mm-hmm. And some of them has gone as far as asking for, okay, we need your Social Security number and things of that nature to give you this prize, when actually there is no prize. They just want to steal your identity. So it's really about, as we talked about over the years, is that they're just trying to build a file on you and trying to build up information on you to eventually steal your identity. So they get a piece here, they get a piece there, and guess what? Before you know it, they have access to everything they need to you steal your identity. So we're just getting hit with these text alerts. Then it gets a text saying you get a free prize for paying your AT&T bill or because of COVID-19 from Verizon or whatever it may be. Please ignore those texts and don't click on any texts, and especially if they ask you for information.
Yeah, I've noticed many more of those fake texts. It used to be you just get those emails scams, but now lots of texts, right?
Yeah, switch it over to text. It's easier and it's more personable. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing is everybody has their phones in their hands, and it may not have their emails accessible as easily, but, you know, it's more personable, and scammers found that a way that consumers are freely giving up their information. And so it's almost like walking to a bank and the bank teller handing over the money. I mean, that's how easy and fast it is for these individuals.
Yep.
And but again, the tip off to rip off, if it sounds too good to be good on a text, it usually is. And make sure you call the company itself. Did you send me a text?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you can lock your phone up. You can steal information, put malware on your phone.
Be careful out there.
Damage.
Yep. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thanks for the warning, Steve.
My pleasure.